Blog Talk Radio.
Hollywood, Florida.
Good morning, everybody. Who else? Dallas, Texas. Texas, good morning. Who else? Good morning. Who else?
Ohio.
Ohio, good morning. Chicago, good morning. Who else?
Good
morning, Florida. Who else?
Pennsylvania.
Good morning, Pennsylvania. Who else is out there? Good morning to everyone. Good morning and happy Monday to you. Good morning. This is Marcia Pruitt. I'm in Dallas, Texas, and I'm very excited to welcome all of you to our team call. Good morning and welcome. This is our Jet Set 30-day blitz call. We are blitzing all the way to convention, which is coming up very, very soon. Hey, let's quickly get started, and I'll go through some of our announcements. We want to make sure and still encourage everyone to go to your local certified RCA training. That will help us blitz all the way to convention. So we're blitzing all the way through the CRTAs as well. So make sure and look on your website and find out when your local one is, and encourage your current RTAs and your new RTAs, people looking at your business. Encourage everyone to go to the CRTAs. And also you want to encourage everyone to use the tools that are provided. One of the tools we provide is the Jet Set 24-hour hotline, where you can build the business any time of the day by just calling a phone number. Here's the number. It is area 512-404-1250. That is the Jet Set 24-hour hotline, where you'll be able to press 1 through 4 any time of the day, and they'll be able to help your business grow. Also, want to encourage everyone to grab a couple of friends and get them on this line tonight at 9 p.m. Central Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. There's going to be a wonderful business presentation done by our directors, Roland Atours and Craig Sweet. Now, that's going to be tonight, so make sure and grab a couple of new friends, a couple of new people, and have them listen to the call tonight. I think it will really help your business. As I mentioned before, we are blitzing all the way to convention, which is coming up in St. Louis, August 6th through the 10th. Now, I know that everyone on this line is already registered, and we, of course, are encouraging our team to hurry up and get registered, because we've got a lot of people that are going, but they haven't registered yet. So please encourage everyone to register. Encourage everyone also to register for the YTB University classes, and you may, as a more experienced person, have to help them on this a little bit by going to the back office and just looking at some of what the classes are and maybe just encouraging them on which ones may be good. Of course, I want to encourage all of you to join James and Marcia Pruitt's class right there at the YTB University. And also, most of the speakers that we'll have on or have had on are also teaching at the YTB University. Great way to get instruction and inspiration right there at the YTB University. And also, just want to put a bug in your ear, please make sure and reserve that Friday night. That's Friday, August 8th. We're going to do a late night Jet Set Awards and Recognition Ceremony. We're going to use one of the YTB University classrooms. Now, just go ahead and earmark that time. That'll be like about 9 p.m. on that Friday night. So, you know, we know we can't sleep anyway, so we're just going to go ahead and have a good time on that Friday night. And, hey, just want to let everyone know, just in case you happen to know, we're blitzing all the way to convention. So we've got a couple of events I just want to let you know about this week. If you happen to be in the Atlanta, Georgia area, James Pruitt is going to be out there in Atlanta. He's going to be visiting Melissa Boston's team. So on Wednesday night, just in case anyone's in the Atlanta area and want to go to the Atlanta Travel Training Center. Now, she says that's at 4470 Chamblee Dunwoody Road. in Atlanta, Georgia. Said they're going to start about 6 p.m. So if you're out that way, make sure and go ahead and go on out Wednesday night. I know that Thursday night we've got an exciting event here in Dallas, Texas, because we're going to have sixth-level director Rick Ricketts. So if you're anywhere near the Dallas, Texas area, please plan on Thursday night grabbing everybody that you know and having them come out to meet Rick Ricketts on Thursday night. And I'll give you the address on tomorrow, but that's going to be at our James and Marcia Pruitt meeting on Thursday night, and that's going to follow up by a fantastic Fast Start meeting here in Dallas, Texas as well on Saturday. So we've got a lot of things. We are truly blitzing all the way to convention. I bet you we even have a few more events that you, if you will just stay tuned, will be coming up throughout this week as well. But I think it's time to go ahead and bring on our leader. It's time to go ahead and get started this early Monday morning by bringing on our leader. As you know, he does wear the Diamond President's Club ring, which indicates that his earnings are over $1 million in the 12-month period. He is our fourth-level director and a member of that very prestigious and elite Circle of Champions. But what we all love and appreciate the very most is how he helps us walk in faith and victory every single day. Let's greet him this Monday morning with a warm smile. Good morning, James Pruitt.
Good morning to you, Marcia Pruitt, and good morning to each and every one of you champions across the nation and throughout the world. Good morning to you, Power Team leaders. Good morning, $10,000 Dream Bonus earners. Good morning, President's Club ring wearers. Good morning, directors and Circle of Champions. Good morning to each and every one of you. You know, Marcia, I am so excited about that Jet Set Awards and Recognition Ceremony. Everybody on this call and everybody is invited. We'll have so much fun. It's always good to pause and recognize when a job well done has been given. You know, Deuteronomy 8:18 tells us, the NIV version, but remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so confirms His covenant, which He swore to your forefathers as it is today. Just think about that. God has already put inside of each and every one of us the ability to produce wealth. What an incredible thought. God designed us to be wealth producers. He built into us the ability to use our inherent creativity power to prosper and to reach our full potential. That's what it means by going and being fruitful. Fruitfulness is fulfilling your design and your purpose. Think about that. What is the purpose of an apple tree? The purpose is to produce fruit, to produce apples. If a tree grows and doesn't produce any apples, is it an apple tree? Apple trees produce apples, ladies and gentlemen. We are designed to produce. Think of the power that's already inside of you. You know, Marcia, you never know who you're standing next to in the Blockbuster. You never know who you're standing behind or in front of in the grocery store. You never know who God sends your way, who's that person there at the Starbucks as you're picking up your coffee in the morning. You never know who you bump into at lunchtime. You never know. It's always good to go ahead and continue to look for leaders, ladies and gentlemen. Look for sharp people. God will send them your way. You know, I'm just reminded of the CRTA, Marcia, that we did there in the South Florida area at the Renaissance Hotel. And, you know, I'm all there doing the CRTA, thinking of teaching the class and what I need to be teaching. But just coming there each day and doing that, you know, just ran into a really sharp guy, an obvious leader, a real champion. He was valeting at the time, running the valet department there at the hotel, and chatted with him a little bit about the business. And, you know, me, I'm giving out a magazine and sharing it with him. And it turns out that he comes aboard as an RTA, shares the business with his mom, shares the business with his dad, and just to see the empire that's being put together. And I just got back from doing a travel party there in the Virginia area, and it's just so wonderful as we go out and do these travel parties, everybody, as we're Power Team leaders doing travel parties and growing our business and grand openings here and grand openings there. If you can see the beginning of the empire as it's being built, you can see this person coming aboard, and they've got two friends over here that come aboard. Oh, I know a real sharp guy down the street that does this, and he comes aboard. You can just see the beginnings of the empire. I remember going down to Florida years ago, doing a travel party for Roland the Tourist, and there meeting Arthur Gatlin right there, doing a travel party for Arthur Gatlin, and doing a travel party for Rolanda White. And just think, back then it was just a couple of travel parties. Couple of grand openings here, grand opening there, new people coming aboard, yeah. And now look, that empire represents 9,000 people from three or four travel parties. It's wonderful as we're going out doing these travel parties. As leaders with vision, we can see the beginning of the empire being built. So right now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to pause for a second and bring on my partner in success. You know him. Everybody's hero, ladies and gentlemen, third-level director, big time. Big-time bonus earner, multiple President's Club lean wearer. Please help me welcome to the call, ladies and gentlemen, none other than Mr. Roland Torres. Good morning, Roland.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. James, you are absolutely right, man. It is God that gives us the ability to produce wealth. But the Bible also says that I have not given you the spirit of fear. So God doesn't deal with fear. You have fear that is not of God, James. You're right, James. You just went on ahead and you just dove right in, and kind of reminds me of learning how to swim without getting wet. You know, and one of my kids, they were learning how to swim for the very first time, James, and you know, there was a few parents out there, they had their kids there too, and you know, and some of the kids, they just jumped right in, and the other kids, they were kind of scared, they didn't want to jump right in, and so the parents were holding that kid and, you know, trying to teach the kid how to swim, to listen to the instructor, you know, but, you know, it's just not the same, you know, it's not the same, you know, when the instructor was telling them, listen, you got to paddle your feet and you got to stroke your arms, you know, they were on the curb of the pool trying to do that while the other kids were in the pool, you know, paddling their feet and stretching their arms. And there's certain things that you got to feel, James, you know, while you're in the water that the instructor can't explain. See, James, we're on these calls all the time, and, you know, and we're trying to explain people, you know, how to do a trap party or how to get their belief level in, you know, but they can't really do it. They just dive right in, James, until they really get wet. Certain things you can't feel unless you just jump right in. And I just think, James, there's some things, you know, even though we're on these calls and we're helping people out, you know, they're really not wet, James, if they're not on the magazine program. You know, the magazine program shows them the commitment, James, and they're really not wet, James, if they're not ready for a convention. Because, see, that convention, man, just builds a belief level in you. And, you know, there's just certain things, you know, when you're in there in the water and you're diving in, you know, you're learning how to swim, you're feeling it around, but you're standing on the curb with your notepad and trying to say, okay, stroke my arms and paddle your feet. You can't learn how to swim without getting wet. You got to be able to jump right in, and you can't do an effective travel party unless you're wet. You know, Jay, you can't do a three-way conference call unless you're wet. James, I mean, Craig Sweet was here this weekend, James, and Craig, you know, Craig said he did a three-way call for somebody, and you know, and they, you know, they got on the phone with a different posture. They was like, well, you know, you know, did Craig ask some questions? Did you listen to the presentation, or did you go online and look at the harvestofplenty.com, you know, step three? And the person told me, well, I don't have to look at step three. I don't need to do that right now. I just have a few questions. You know, Craig just right away just told me, well, listen, this is not that type of deal, sir. You know, I don't have to convince you about anything. You know, so Craig had a posture in him, James, that belief level, just, you know, that you don't have to beg people to get in the business, man. So, James, if you're trying to do this business, just get wet. Just jump right in, James.
You know, the analogy, Roland, that you used of learning how to swim, I think is really unique. And you talked about the spirit of fear. You know, when you learn to swim the first time, you know. You're scared when you get in the water. You're like, oh, okay. Ooh. But the thing about learning to swim is you can't learn how to do that from a book. No training in the world that you can learn in the classroom that will teach you how to swim. You've got to get in there, as you mentioned, Roland, and start swinging and flapping your arms and start kicking your legs and holding your breath until you start doing it. That's when the knowledge comes of how to do it. It's just really, really powerful using that analogy, you know, Roland. It's just important to start something. Think if you hadn't started some travel parties a long time ago, Roland. Look at Arthur Gatlin and the star team and look at Rolanda White and how big, and just going out to that travel party this weekend, you know, starting something, I think is just key, man. I look at the leaderboard that we have right here in YTB, and Mr. Craig Sweet's at the top of that leaderboard with, I think, 28 new Power Team players in this Power Team this month, 28, and I think it's like the 20th or 21st of the 28 new Power Team players this month. See, just think about what we started back then, Roland. And 28 new. Boy, he's got something started. I'm so excited about having him on the line this morning, Roland. I just really, really excited. I want to bring on big time Power Team producer, Mr. Craig Sweet. Are you there this morning?
Good morning, everybody. I am here, James.
Boy, it's so good to have you on the line this morning, Craig. Now, you've been here swimming at my home. We've been at the beaches together swimming. And now, Roland Hughes about conquering fear and getting in there and doing it and getting something started. And, boy, you really got something started this month. What are you doing with your Power Team this month, man? You really got something started. People on this line got something started. People on this line want to get something started. How do we get something started, Craig?
Man, you know, James, I could not believe what Roland just said. It was absolutely the very best analogy that could have been told to anybody that's on the call ever, because you can't explain how to really get something going and get something started unless you actually just go do it. You know, and I think, you know, there's a lot of people that really want to get something started, and there's a lot of brand spanking new people that's out there. And then there's some experienced guys, you know, that has had some success in previous companies, man, and want to, you know, just help everybody. I can't apologize, James, for wanting just to help everybody. But I do remember the frustration, James, that you would come to me and say, Craig, man, you know, you're helping us, and, man, you're helping everybody. And, man, we just love you, man. Marcy and I, man, we've just been talking for days, man, of how can we get you to really focus on your Power Team. And I remember that frustration that you had, and man, I tell you, I just had to continue on because that's all I knew. But now, man, I tell you, I understand what it takes to get in your Power Team, man, and do what Coach told me the very first conversation when I asked him. I said, Coach, I need $100,000 a month, and I don't have 3 years. What can I do to get there? And he said, Craig, you just spend the time in your Power Team, man. And I just thank God, man, for, you know, for the vision of Coach and really for what he's put in place, man. I remember calling Coach right off the cruise, and I said, you know, Coach, I just want to thank you, a special thank you, because I know what's getting ready to take place. I see how many people are that are on the cruise, but I also, you know, I'm a visionary as well, and I see what's going to take place. 200,000-plus people are going to step off this ship because of what you've done here, and I just wanted to personally thank Coach. And you know, it became new beginnings for me. It became something that I knew, without a shadow of a doubt, I knew that I can do exactly what you have been telling me, James, exactly what you've been telling me, and that is to get focused with my Power Team. And that's what I did, man. I came home, and my wife had a surgery on her hand, and, you know, I wanted to come back, and I had to come back for that, man. And we, you know, I took care of that, and she, you know, she was 100% and was saying, go. You know, go out there and let's make it happen. And so, man, 3 days later, I was back in Florida, man, and I was making it spin. I was getting in front of people in my Power Team, and I was showing them, James. I was, you know, and then you said, Craig, it was something that I couldn't tell you. You just have to go do it, man. For those people that are out there, work your Power Team. Get to your Power Team first. And believe that, because that's really where it's all at. You know, every person that I went to go help down in that Southern Florida area, James, you know, I just want to personally thank Sonia Sidbury. This young lady, man, I tell you, she really did something magical for me, because she took a year and a half, man, to just, you know, figure it out. You know, just almost like with me, because I wasn't doing it. And she was my road dog, man. I'm telling you, she took me everywhere. She just really put me in front of people, And even when it wasn't her team, man, she took me to West Palm Beach and watched me do, travel parties and just a sponge, man. And I really thank God for everybody that made the decision this week. But, man, I'm telling you, there's not a person on my power team now that's not in good shape, because I am going to show them, just like you were trying to show me, James, how to get to their power team and how to work their power team.
You know, Craig, getting to your power team is so important. For everybody on this call that's not quite in your power team yet, contact your power team leader. Let them know that you want to get there in the next couple of days. Listen to what they tell you. We really do know how to get you there if you'll just not have that fear and just go and share the business with people. Tell them just a little bit. Point to where they can go learn more. If you're ever talking to people and you start explaining how this business works, you're losing it. You're over-talking. When they start asking questions of how it works, I'm glad that you asked that. Let me tell you where you can go. Take a look at this. Read this. Watch this. Listen to this. You know, just point them there. And, Craig, that gets you to your power team. Once you get to your power team, I've been saying it all along, it's easier to work this business fast than it is to work it slow. Craig, it spreads like a virus. You know, you get one excited person that tells three or four, two or three, or and they start telling two or three and three or four. Next thing you know, it's like, bam, your power team's on the roll. It's headed this way. It's headed that way. It's easier to work it fast than it is to work it slow. It's just really, really important to make sure that we continue to move and contact people and send folks to take a look. How many people are looking at your business every single day? That's really what it comes down to, Greg. And you know, you're right. Focusing there in your power team. Roland, you've earned $10,000 bonus after $10,000 bonus after $10,000 after another. So you obviously know the same thing, how to work your power team. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very, very special, special time. Greg, you're going to be teaching a course there at the YTB University, the convention. Now, you talked about Sonia, how she was in for so, so long. And then she came and bam, but see, she was at the event, Craig. She was there present on the Harvesters 20 cruise, and something happened being at that event. She stepped off that ship different, didn't she?
Absolutely.
Stepped off different. She believed being at the event, when the switch flips inside of you, all of a sudden the fear is gone. You know that you know. A man, Craig, you're going to be teaching there at the convention. How important for everyone on this call is it to be there at the convention?
You know, James, I really feel that people are sitting here right now saying that they can't afford to go. And I'm going to tell you, if you really want to build your business and you really want to create something different, to have something different, you really cannot afford not to go. I mean, I'm telling you, it is something that is unexplainable of what is going to happen at this event. There's going to be lives changed, and really I think that if you're speaking it right now that you cannot go, you don't really realize how many thousands of people that you are letting down. I think that you're very selfish, James. I hate to say that, but I'm telling you, anyone that's speaking that they cannot go to convention this year, they are absolutely selfish because they're only looking at themselves right now. You're not looking at the people that you can possibly change their lives because of what you're going to get because of going. You cannot afford not to go. And you know, James, I always heard this statement, when you know that you know that you know, and man, I'm telling you, we know it. I mean, we know what's going to happen. We already see it. We understand how powerful events are. But with your business, this event, and I'm telling you, I can't even almost imagine how magical, you know, it's going to be in comparison to the cruise. But I would say that it's probably about 1,000 times more effective that if you go to this convention. There's going to be 20 to 25,000 people there. There's going to be classrooms that's going to hold minimum of 2,000 to 4,000 people in a class. There's going to be people walking around, and you're going to see at that event who you need to be trying to talk to. You're going to see every color. You're going to see every body size. You're going to see every height, and people that are short, people that look like they fell off the wedding cake. Beautiful. You're going to see people that look like they came from the country. You're going to see every type of person in the world at this event, and you're going to know that you can build your YTB business.
Roland, we've got Craig Sweet really, really producing huge in his power team, throwing down, as a person would say. Do you have any comments or questions or anything for Craig? Or we have him here.
Well, James, just what Craig just mentioned in the convention, you know, and the common denominator of all the success stories in YTB was the fact that they've been to convention. And, James, I can't stress enough the importance, you just like Craig said, of being to convention, man. And if you're not at a convention, you're just like that kid, you know, with your notepad that's not really in. Everybody is in the pool, everybody's all wet, they're going to convention, they're drinking the juice. And it's that belief level, James. It's just something just changes when you go to convention. You know, every year, this is going to be my fourth convention, James, and every year, I mean, my belief level just changes, man. It just gets stronger. And, you know, and I'm sharing YTV with conviction, and it's just not the same unless you come to convention and get a good. And Craig is right, man. Those of you who are saying that you can't make it or, you know, it's too expensive, you know, I mean, God is going to open up the door. You know, we're working on some stuff right now, James, here in the Miami area to make it, you know, affordable for people to go to convention. And I'll give more details tomorrow. But, Craig, man, when you were here in South Florida, Craig, and we spoke a little bit, and just your belief level, your posture is totally different, you know, when you can believe in the company. And I know that's because of convention, man. And you told me a story about someone gave you a call about a three-way and how your posture just kind of just, you know, you took it away from them. Would you explain that a little bit to those on the call?
Man, I tell you what, it was right before the meeting. And, you know, I got a call from a young lady in Chicago and put me on the phone with a gentleman that had about 17 questions. And, you know, I think questions are great. But, you know, the questions that he had, you know, there's really no dumb questions or smart questions. You know, but it was a lot of it was just asking me, you know, things that really are already out there on the Internet. I don't have to really explain about our stock because our stock is already online. You can go to our website. And what I did, Roland, is I just really answered his questions, you know, as professional as I could, man. But I wanted him to go and get the facts, you know, and then come back to me and really so I can answer real questions. I can address everything that he really had because his concerns, you know, were very important concerns. And I truly believe that this is a multi-millionaire that's in Chicago, and I think because of that, you know, he was just a little concerned. But I, you know, it was almost like I was telling Valve, you know, we went kind of at it just for a quick second, and then I said, you know, I'm not trying to sell this guy. I'm getting ready to walk in this room, and, man, we ended up 99% sign-up of everybody in the room. I knew what that was what I was there for. I was not there to argue with anybody. I'm not going to take my time and give myself a headache and throw me off right before I get up to speak to people. So I just use the posture that I know that God has blessed me with and blessed really everybody with, and that's just the posture of truly believing and knowing that I know, because I didn't have to convince this guy. And then at the very end, Roland, you know, I told you, it seemed like I kind of, you know, we kind of went at it for a few rounds, and then I kissed him on his forehead because I told him at the very end that I really, really liked him. I said, man, I'm really feeling you because you are a man that know what you want. You know, ain't that many people would watch a video and have 17 questions within 8 minutes, you know, but he did. And it's all good, you know, and after the fact, you know, we're going to get a chance to go back and visit and talk and make him feel comfortable about his decision that he's going to make. And hopefully, you know, from Chicago, he'll be there at convention and get him in his power team. I mean, you know, that's what it's all about. But, guys, don't get thrown off the buggy. You know, the road sometimes gets rough, but don't get thrown off the buggy. Just stay holding on, because if you just get to convention, I'm right back to that, James. If you just get to convention, I assure you that all the bumpiness that you're going through and all of the sadness, and, you know, I got some guys here that, you know, I can travel to another state and we put in that many sales. You know, and then I come back home and I have some people, man, that I know for sure that's going to build this business and going to be some of the top money earners in this company that are right here in Dallas. But it took me to get away and really know my potential. So I'm ready to work with the people that's here in Dallas and all over Texas and really anybody in my power team. See, I know, you know, for those people that are calling a lot for me doing three ways, you know, I'm going to be pretty busy, tied up, working my power team, and that's what I'm going to suggest for everybody, as James stated, is that get with your power team leader. Let them know that you're ready to commit now. They really want you to build your business. I mean, you know, there's a financial interest there that can be life-changing on a weekly basis if your power team leader is there helping you. So get with those guys and get with those young ladies and let them know. See, you know, you, just like Sonya, I mean, she had to let me know I'm ready. You know, I mean, and she brought on a couple guys that the Delavaux family. I didn't realize that this family, they're kind of like the, you know, this man had gotten assassinated back early on, right after Martin Luther King, and I didn't know anything about this family. And, man, these people, Bishop Delavaux, man, these people, they got parks named after them. They live like the Rockefellers, and they are building this business, man. I'm just so excited to be able to work with people that are of integrity, and it's just about a decision, Roland.
You know, I hear you all talking about that posture and how that guy was and those questions. Yeah, I think sometimes, you know, how I try to chat with people in those particular situations is, you know, it's like if you want to buy a Chevy Tahoe. You decide that's the car that you like. But, you know, you don't have to go and start researching GM and see what GM stock is doing and how profitable GM is and what their forecast is for the next 4 years just to buy a Chevy Tahoe. You know, it's $500, tell six people it's free. You know, book your own travel, get paid. You know, that's really the amount of the decision. I think sometimes people just really overthink that, man. You know, just it really matters when you've got the right stuff inside of you. Just staying connected, Craig, using that 24-hour hotline, listening to this call, being on that magazine program, reading chapters 7, 8, and 9. Those are things you can do to continue to just keep that belief high. Continue to share. I want everybody to do this. In the next 2 days, meet and just introduce yourself to 50 people. 50 people. As you meet business people, ask them, what do you do? What kind of business are you in? You know, what can you tell me that will help me send new clients and new business your way? Get people talking about their business. And you know, just, Craig, look what's happened from just a few conversations. Look what's happened. A few people said this to a few people, and a few people said that to a few. And look at the explosion that takes place when the right conversations happen with the right people. You know, looking for those people that you think are sharp, looking for those people that you think are leaders. We on this call, the Jet Set, if you're listening to my voice, you are the Jet Set. The Jet Set is so good. I wish I could say that every single morning on this call, how good each and every one of you are. Have that confidence that you know that you know. Have that confidence. Plug into a CRTA between now and the convention. Listen to the calls. There's a conference call that you, Craig, and you, Roland, are doing tonight. Man, your calls are so powerful, so good. I've grown so many. Everyone on this call can get 5 to 10 to 15, and the people they get to listen, have them get 2 or 3 people to hear as well. Get the people on the call. Let the tools work for you. The tools are working, and if you're not working it, work it. Work it. Get on the call tonight. That's the step that will produce the income next week that will get you to the convention. So we get to decide what we want to make next week. Boy, the people that can work hard right now, Craig. Boy, the people that can get folks to look at the presentation online. Everybody that sees it likes it. The toughest part is getting them to see it. Point people there. Get them there to see it. Let it work for you. Man, I'm so excited about the convention. Let me tell you, we're going to have a new powerful, powerful speaker every single morning on this call. Make sure that you come on this call. Got your notepad, your pen, eat your Wheaties, put on your gym shoes, your sneakers, get ready to run because we are truly blitzing. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to represent at the national convention. Will you be there? CNN will be there. CBS, ABC, NBC. They'll be there covering this event. That's the magnitude of what we have here. Boy, I know. I'm ready to go now. I'm ready to go right now to the convention. You know, our time has gotten away from us here, ladies and gentlemen. Stick tight to this call. Stay plugged in. Boy, you've been for a real treat this week. Wait till you see who we have on the call this week, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you are rolling. I guess I got to stop sometime, man, and pass the baton to you to close out like you do each and every morning. I'm excited. We get to control what we do, take dominion, be fruitful, go multiply. Take it away, Rose.
Well, James, I'm just excited. But before I close, actually, I'm going to pass the baton to Craig and let him close the call. But before I do that, I'm just so excited about something that we just, you know, we're putting together for the convention. You know, God put on my heart, you know, there's some people out there that, you know, really need assistance, you know, getting the convention, you know, and so I put together something. I call Coach and I call you, James, and I call Rick Ricketts, and I try to get all the directors to kind of, you know, chip in and see how we can, you know, make this trip, you know, cost effective for those who really want to go. I mean, the needy, not really the greedy, James. So this is what I came up with, James. We chartered a 2008 chartered bus, you know, and it's going to take from South Florida, you know, to St. Louis round trip, and this includes a hotel. Four nights at the hotel with breakfast. And this also includes the YTD registration. I told Coach, you know, I talked to him about the registration. And he said, well, Roland, those who really want to go, they get on that bus, and we'll, you know, we'll work something out with the registration. So, James, right now we have it where, you know, you can go to the convention, round trip, hotel, four nights with breakfast and the YTD registration, you know, James, for a whopping $295 could take care of your whole thing. Now, I'm starting this right here for the South Florida area and for those who want to come. But if we can't fill the bus in South Florida, James, I'm going to open up with those who really want to go to the convention. Because, James, my passion is to get people to that convention so it can change their lives, like it changed my life, you know. So those who are interested right now, we have people filling up the bus right now. But if you hear this call and this is the light bulb that hit, this is what you needed, I want you to email this. I want you to send an email to this address, victoriousagent@usa.net. That's victorious. That's Victor, I-O-U-S, agent, A-G-E-N-T, at usa.net. That's victoriousagent@usa.net. And I'm going to open it up to South Florida, but if we can't fill it up there, we're going to just go ahead and fill it up with whoever wants to get the convention and the first-come, first-served basis. But you just send your information, and we'll get back with you if you really want to get there. So, Craig, I'm going to pass the baton back to you, and you go ahead and then share your magic with those on the call.
Wow, man, what that is incredible. You said, you know, it's for the needy, not the greedy. I told Roland, I said, man, at that price, I might fly back down to South Florida, get on that bus myself. That is an incredible, incredible deal, man. You know what? And that is how I'm going to close tonight, or this morning. I would like to just ask everybody on the phone, how bad do you want it? That is the closing question. How bad do you want it? You know, does someone have to beg you to get to convention? You know, that's almost, well, I almost feel like we're begging you. But how bad do you want it? I'm willing to beg. I'm willing to get on my knees and beg you. How bad do you want it? Is it worth it? Is your family worth it? How bad do you want it? You know, look, go in there right now, you know, for some of the people that got children. Go look in the bedroom and look at the kids in bed. How bad do you want it? You know, maybe you're at work in a closet. You know, do you want to stay doing the calls in the closet? How bad do you want it? You know, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, there's people right now on their way to work right now. How bad do you want it? You know, folks, you know, the opportunity of success is going to happen if you want it bad enough. I just thank God for the Jet Set team. I thank God for everybody that's on the call. I thank God for everybody that's out there listening. But, you know, the main question is, how bad do you want it? For everybody that came in this week on my power team, how bad do you want it? You know, I want everybody on the call, you know, to get to your power team this week. You know, just that and getting just one bonus will financially take you to convention regardless of where you're at. But, you know, the opportunities for success is going to open up, and I just want to ask you one last time, How bad do you want it? On behalf of James and Marcia Pruitt, Roland and Michelle Aturas, Craig and Marcy Sweet, we want to wish you guys a fantastic week. Monday is tonight. It's going to be a magical night. Get you some guests on the call tonight and listen to the opportunity call of myself and Roland Aturas and get to your power team. You guys have a fantastic day, and God bless you and God bless America.
Powerful, powerful morning motivation YTB call with the Jet Set. For those that's tuning in through the Blog Talk Network and through Black Talk Radio, hey, the call that they're talking about tonight, that number is 212-461-5800. That is 212-461-5800. There's a PIN code, 77000#. And you can tune into that call and hear the fantastic business presentation tonight on that line. We record the morning calls here on Blog Talk. That is the number that we dial into. I got about 4 minutes left to summarize this call this morning. And, hey, I'm bringing up my co-host, Monticello Mitchell. Monty.
How you doing, Sitali?
Hey, man, fantastic. Man, I mean, that Rolling the Taurus is something else, man. I mean, you know, that again just shows in terms of leadership. I mean, you know, $295 going to take care for people in his area going to convention, hotel, and bus. I mean, man, I mean, you know, the leadership of people that are building this network and building you know, a company within a company. I mean, it's just awesome every time I hear, you know, just the incredible things that people are doing.
Man, when I heard that, Sitali, it made me jump about 12 inches off the floor, man.
I almost slipped up while he was talking while people listening to the broadcast. I almost started to say, damn!
Yeah, man. That's amazing, man. And it just shows the integrity and the conviction of the leaders in this company.
Yeah, I mean, powerful, powerful, powerful. And, you know, the thing again, as they said, you know, is, hey, you know, people just got to plug in. And, you know, we talk about that and we do our show tonight, you know, Monday evenings here on Blog Talk, Home-Based Business 101. We do You Can't Win If You Don't Plug In. And, you know, we'd be covering those things about, you know, plugging in. Take advantage of the opportunity. Don't sign up and be involved in a business and don't participate. You know, there's no room on the bench. I mean, you can sit on the bench, but if you sit on the bench, all you can do is cheer for other people. You know, get out of, as he said, you know, the whole analogy of, you know, getting in the pool, getting wet. You know, I mean, I remember going to boot camp in the Navy, and thank God I already knew how to swim. They put us up on an 18-foot platform above the water, and, you know, then you're supposed to go jump in the water. Well, I had a bunch of people in boot camp with me that couldn't swim. So they kick them, and they kick them in the water. And the guy says, you know, it takes about 5 minutes to drown. We'll leave you in there for about three. If you can't do nothing, then we'll pull you out. But that was our introduction to swimming.
Sitali, I went through the same thing. I was in the Navy also. As a matter of fact, I was one of those guys that went to the Navy that couldn't swim.
Okay.
And so they put us in a special unit, man, and look, a lot of people could not work their way out of that special unit of people that couldn't swim, and so a lot of people got kicked out of the Navy because, like you said, a lot of them would not even get in the water.
Yeah,
so
well,
if you didn't make
the days when I went in, I think a little after you did, I mean a little before you did, it didn't give you no choice.
And see, a lot of people, because they wouldn't even make the effort, I forget what they called it, but they got some type of discharge just because they wouldn't even get in the water. So if you want to learn how to do anything, if you want to learn how to swim, you've got to get in the water. If you want to learn how to
if you want to learn how to
sponsor people in this business, you've got to talk to somebody.
You got to talk to people. You got to do a travel party. You got to do all of those things. We got about a minute and a half left, and I see Pam is on the line, and I want to get a couple comments from her. Good morning, Pam. How you doing?
Good morning. I had a great day yesterday. I was at church and I found out this guy. His name is, anyway, I got it on the card. Anyway, he's over our website, and he's gonna put my website. His name is Major Payne. Ooh, Martin Payne. Anyway, he says Is it Martin? Oh, Hawkins page. Okay, anyway, he's got a website into the church's website.
Oh, right.
So I got a, yeah, and it's a guy there from that goes to my church. He's with YTV. He's the one been doing the travel for our pastor. But he said it's still okay because there's so many people. He need help. That's just great.
Hey,
so
that's what it's about. You know, working together and people not being greedy,
yeah.
Saying, you know, I'm going to be the whole hog or the boss hog. So, you know, that's good. I'm glad to hear that exciting news for you. Hey, gang, we got like 30 seconds left. Anything anybody wants to share as we wrap up this critique of this morning's call?
Convention, man. Just convention all the way.
All right. Okay, I will give both of y'all a call as soon as we go off the air. We're down 15 seconds. Hey, people, tune in tonight, 7 o'clock. Same site, blogtalkradio.com/homebasedbusiness101. As we go over, you can't win if you don't plug in. Until next time, God bless you and have a fantastic day.
All right, bye-bye.